Alice, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Jane. It's nice to be here.
You had an exciting fall, and the new year is beginning with several interesting shows ahead. But before we talk about them, let's talk a little bit about the art you make. You're the sort of artist who makes use of just about anything that comes to hand. I know that's an overstatement, but tell us something about your art and what goes into it.
I started off being a painter, and later I decided that it just wasn't enough, and I started bringing in more and more multimedia aspects, or mixed media, I should say, aspects to my painting until they began to come off the walls and began to sort of inhabit the space around. Mm-hmm. I think I'm very drawn to the domestic space and to items that I find that are either found or maybe items that are used in the domestic space or roofing items or wood. But a lot of the times, having come from households where my parents were Depression-era children, they kept everything. And I think that really, really influenced me in bringing in those items and sort of having a preciousness for items that may just be discarded or considered not worthy and bringing those into the artwork.
Well, you were part of the Art Prize International Art Competition in Grand Rapids, Michigan this fall, and you had a considerable success there.
Grand Rapids was such a surprise because I really didn't understand what I was getting into until I went up there during the three-week time that Art Prize goes on. And there were people everywhere, all over the downtown area going into museums. There was actually a line around the block to the Grand Rapids Art Museum, and it lasted all day long. There were more people than I have seen visiting museums that day. I have only seen this on the scale in New York City and Washington, D.C. when there was a Vermeer show or something. It was incredible seeing the amount of people visiting artwork, making it, coming in from other areas of Michigan to see it, and hearing things from people all around the upper Midwest about Art Prize, about going there once a year. It was phenomenal. It was something really, truly to be witnessed.
And what about your own contribution there?
I was lucky enough to have gone up the year before and been to this brand new contemporary art center and been very interested in having my work shown there. And when they had the show for Art Prize, which was called Somewhere Else, I wanted to have my work there and I was successful in getting it in. And I had my installation, which is called You Are Looking for Something That No Longer Exists. It's a found reclaimed door and it has a peephole in it. And behind the peephole, there is a video that I've taken that's kind of a desolate black and white video of trees and birds and sky. And then also sound effect. And the sound is actually me with a high-pitched whistle. And it's very evocative and a little scary. So it gives this otherworldly feel, this very surreal feel to it. There's also a little railroad lantern at the base of the door that sort of gives you that feeling of you're entering some place that you've not been before, perhaps.
Well, your upcoming exhibitions include one in Cincinnati and two more elsewhere. Tell us first about the Cincinnati show. Where will it be and what are you doing for it?
This is a really exciting project that the artist Kate Kern has invited me to be a part of, and it's taking place at the Lloyd Library. There are several really fantastic local and also artists from Columbus that are going to be joining with us. And what we are doing, Kate Kern's idea for this, is to make, it's a Civil War era parlor inside the Lloyd Library gallery space, for each of the participating artists to take an aspect of that parlor and really talk about loss and talk about the ravages that happened in the domestic space. It's going to really include a lot of installation ideas. It may have a video piece from me, but there will be a lot of really interesting aspects. I know Kate is having a chair upholstered with photographs from medical journals from that time, from the collection of the Lloyd Library. It's going to be a very, very compelling piece.
And what about the out-of-town exhibitions that you're going to be part of?
The out-of-town exhibitions are also really interesting in the fact that they're also about the domestic space. One is going to be at Lexington Art League, and the other one is going to be in Detroit at Whitdell Arts, which is part of their contemporary art institute. Both of them, I'm building a small domestic space, which is going to have a cast glass mirror in it with a video piece and also have some of this soot wallpaper that I've been working on that sort of looks like a burned wall. And the very Victorian wallpaper has this sort of burned and sort of dripping edges to it. So it's going to be domestic, but it's also going to be very evocative and dreamy and very surreal.
Well, it sounds as though when you put a work in an exhibition, it's a brand new work, that you tailor it for that exhibition. Is that always true?
It's almost always true. I think Art Prize was maybe the first place I took a piece that I had locally last year at Pack Gallery, and I took that place to Art Prize. And I think every other space, I've really tried to make something very specific to the space and to the place and speak distinctly about that show and about the place that I'm making it for.
Well, your day job is teaching visual arts at the School for Creative and Performing Arts here in Cincinnati. And you've also taught at the college level. What's different about teaching at SCPA, and what are the students there like?
I was very surprised that there aren't as many differences I would have thought between the college level and between SCPA. The students there are extremely inquisitive, really eager to soak up information and soak up knowledge and be a part of the scene, going out there and looking at galleries, going to the CAC, going to the Taft. They really want to know what's being made out there and to be a part of it, to find their place in it. And I think one of the things that's been very exciting is the fact that we have working artists teaching there, and not just in the visual arts, but in all of the artistic disciplines there, that the students are really not just being taught, they're being mentored by professionals. And I think that's something that is really unique about our school.
Ideally, I should think that teaching and making art would fuel each other. And I know that you had a great experience working at Corning Glass last summer, and you've said that you're using that experience in your teaching. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. I have been really lucky. In the past year, I've gone to several glass-making places like Pilchuck, Penland, and Corning Glass. All of them have either a craft or a glass emphasis. Corning, I was very lucky to get into a glass casting class. It was a phenomenal experience. Corning Glass is just a wonderful institution of a museum, a library, and also their studio. They have wonderful artists that teach there that are internationally well-known in their field. And I was lucky enough to study with two artists, Kimiaki and Shinichi Higuchi from Japan. And they are considered to be preeminent in their field. And to really know this one particular technique called pâte de verre, which is paste of glass, it was just a wonderful experience learning from them and being able to take it back to my class and be able to teach it for the first time, which was a little nerve-wracking, but also a wonderful experience to be able to take something you're learning and then share it with a group of people and try to refine that and share it again the next time, getting a little bit better at what you're teaching each time. And that's something that I really try to do, is bring my passion for making into the studio and learn myself as I'm teaching my students too in some cases, but really try to share that passion with them. And I think they get a lot out of it.
Is Cincinnati a good town to be a visual artist in right now?
I think it's a great town. I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Washington, D.C. I really, really love Cincinnati because it's a city that has studio space, and not very many cities have the luxury of having buildings where you can have studios and have people making brand new galleries. The places that are around the town, like Brighton neighborhood, downtown neighborhood, north side, all of these places have these burgeoning art communities, and some communities that have been, are not burgeoning, have really been there for a long time. It's really a wonderful thing to be a part of that and to be able to go to those galleries and see younger artists coming up. I find it's a really great, vibrant community to live in that's very, very artistically motivated.
Well, you're certainly starting the new year with interesting projects ahead. Congratulations, and thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about them.
Thank you, Jane. It's been wonderful.
We've been talking with Alice Pixley Young, whose art turns up regularly in Cincinnati and in other cities as well. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.